Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's DIY AF news video, we've got a bunch of stuff on Night of Champions. We're going to talk about Vince McMahon's status for today's pay-per-view premium live event super show. We're going to talk the potential main event of that show as well and the options WWE is considering. From there, we'll pivot over to Impact Wrestling and talk about a top star from that promotion who's on the way out. And then finally, we've got a frankly insane mental update on Darby Allin. Are there any other kinds of update on Darby Allin? You tell me, but we'll find out. Anyway, I'm Andy. This is the news. And we're going to start this off by talking Night of Champions, which is, of course, today, tonight, this morning. Time zones are crazy. It's on the other side of the planet to most of you watching this. So whatever your morning, I don't know. What am I talking about? Let's just get into the meat of this story. Vince McMahon, Triple H, who's going to be running the show at Night of Champions? The answer, according to PW Insider, is Triple H. It's noted here in this report from Mike Johnson that WWE actually set up an office for Vince at Night of Champions in the event that he travelled to Saudi Arabia. But at the time of reporting, he hadn't travelled to Saudi Arabia, so he's not going. Triple H, meanwhile, will be heading up the show, and Kevin Dunn will be there as well, who, of course, has maintained a pretty prominent backstage role despite all the goings-on behind the scenes in this company over the past year or so. Quite interesting to consider here, I think, because obviously Vince is back in a position of power in this company, formalized following the Endeavor takeover in April, but he returned to the board of directors as executive chairman in January. And all the legal documents and everything else are out there. You know, we've been through this a few times before, but Triple H, chief content officer, writing the bulk of the shows, but Vince does have the power to take those little puppet strings that Triple H has attached, snip them, and tie up some of his own. He can change whatever he wants, whenever he wants. Will not being in Saudi Arabia prevent him from doing so? I don't know. He's done things remotely quite recently on weekly television and stuff, so it's not entirely out of the question. Either way, probably relieving news for the majority of people, I think. I know that WWE programming was much more well-received last year between July and December, as opposed to before that. because Vince was not involved in any kind of way, and people were really into the programming and it resonated well. And you know, WWE Weekly TV is still good, but there is always the prospect of the old vulture swooping in and doing weird stuff. So there you go. It's also quite interesting from the standpoint that Vince was like a key figure, obviously, in establishing the deal between WWE and Saudi Arabia's public investment fund to run these shows in the first place. And lest we forget, they're paid $50 million a pop for these. They're a pretty big part of WWE's revenue these days. And Vince was kind of fundamental in that. But he's not making the trip for this show. There you are. I think another interesting thing to consider when it comes to Night of Champions is what the heck is going to main event it. We've got three, it's like a triple main event marketing kind of thing, almost. You got Cody versus Brock Lesnar, obviously big names. You got these fine gentlemen here, AJ Styles and Seth Rollins, fighting for the new slash brought back slash, yeah, World Heavyweight Championship. And then you've got Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa challenging for the Undisputed Tag Team titles currently held by Sami and Kevin. What are those is going to headline? Well, we got a report here from Boozer Wrestling slash Better Wrestling Experience, ye oldie double name kicking in, noting that the two matches that are in consideration here are the tag team title match and the world heavyweight title match. And currently, WWE is discussing the idea of opening with AJ and Seth and then closing on Roman and Solo. So I think both of these are viable main events, 100%. And on any other night, I think Cody and Brock would be a viable main event as well. But I think with this situation, you've got the new World Heavyweight title coming in, right? And a lot of buzz around this is that it already feels a bit secondary, because how could it not? This man just hit 1,000 days, for goodness sake. You could do any build, the best writing ever, and it would still feel a bit secondary at first. It's then up to you to kind of make it feel less secondary. But does having the World Heavyweight Championship open on a night when this chap, Roman Reigns, is in the main event but not defending his belt, does that undermine the World Heavyweight title further? I'm not sure, but I think it's an interesting talking point, and I think I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. So jump on down in the comments section below. What do you think should headline? What do you think that says about the World Heavyweight title? Either way, the Bloodline storyline is obviously the biggest thing in this company for the past 3 years. This guy's hit 1,000 days. It's a big achievement. No problems with it main eventing, obviously, just considering the new title. I'm sure Seth and AJ will have a great match anyway. I mean, come on, guys. But yeah, there's a lot to weigh up when it comes to this stuff. We're going to move over to Jordynne Grace. She's a free agent. There's some stuff for you there. This is from PW Insider. No, it's not. It's from Fightful Select. I'm an idiot. Shout outs to them. They've been bang on the money with Jordynne's situation. And after losing to Deonna Purrazzo last night at Impact's Under Siege show, Jordynne's becoming a free agent. Now, Fightful notes that she's planning on taking some time off to focus on other projects. But her contract with Impact has actually already expired. This was before she lost a Knockouts Championship match to Deonna last night. Really good match if you've not seen it. Again, extremely talented people. They always work well together. A fitting way to tie a little bow on the end of Jordynne Grace's Impact run for now. Fightful, of course, had reported a few weeks ago that Jordynne was maybe going to become a free agent. Her contract was expiring and there was big time interest from other organizations. As part of this report, they kind of reaffirm that there has been interest from higher ups in multiple companies, none specifically mentioned, and indie promoters have asked if they thought that she might return to that world as well, because she did loads of indie stuff before inking with Impact and kind of making a home there. She's had a good run. She's held every belt, basically, she could have. The Knockouts Championship, the Knockouts Tag Team Championships, the Digital Media Championship. At 27 years old, she's been wrestling for a long-ass time as well. She actually commented to Fightful, this is a direct quote, "I'll be back somewhere at some point." Keeping it nice and vague. But the other thing with Jordynne as well is that aside from just being an incredible pro wrestler who's transformed herself so much over the past few years in particular and had just strings of high profile excellent matches and been one of the standout performers in Impact. She's also independent of wrestling, extremely successful elsewhere. She's been in like the bodybuilding realm and a bunch of other cool things. So she's doing just fantastically well in life. I'd imagine every major promotion in the world will be tripping over themselves to sign her because of how good she is in the wrestling world, but she doesn't necessarily need to sign with Somewhere Tomorrow because she's just a tremendous success in life. So shout-outs to Jordan for continuing to kill it across multiple platforms. I'm looking forward to seeing what she does next. I think she'd be a great fit anywhere. Selfishly, I'd love to see her do a little tour of Japan if she wants to do something like that. I think it'd be cool seeing her mixing it up in like Tokyo Joshi Pro and Stardom and stuff like that. But we'll see what happens. I'm excited for the next move. I'm sure she's going to crush whatever it is. Now, this is a wild one to close on today. Darby Allin's 30 years old and he's preparing his will. Why is he doing that? Because he doesn't know if he's going to survive a climb of Mount Everest. I'll just go through this. I'll read some quotes. Darby was a guest on Drinks with Johnny. He's a Avenged Sevenfold bass player. Worlds colliding. You'll love to see it. Kind of talking about how he's about to climb Everest. I'll read the quote. We want to likely document the whole thing, like Discovery, some sort of team like Discovery. We've got connections at Warner and stuff. It'd be really cool to do it, but I want to submit it, and then sometime next month, I gotta make my will. So if I die on that mountain, somebody will win this guy right here. And he kind of showed his dog to the camera. Gotta make the will, and then just gotta see where all the dogs are gonna go and where the house would go. For whatever reason, if there's a huge ass avalanche. So, I mean, yes, climbing Mount Everest is very dangerous. He went on a little bit. I've been doing a lot of meditating, and a big part of climbing Mount Everest is to prove myself that I'm capable of something so insane, because it's just, you know, I don't know, my day-to-day life, like doing crazy sht. I've said it before in promos, I like to do crazy sht because it breaks down the barriers in my head. I feel like I've gotten stronger, you know, before like the final boss of what Darby Allin is. So I dread to think what the final boss of Darby Allin is, because he's a daredevil, obviously. Not just in the ring with his crazy dives and bumps and everything else, but from the clips he makes on this house doing crazy stunts, jackass style bits and pieces, and now climbing Mount Everest, which is a huge undertaking. It's something that takes months and months, if not years of practice. Something that costs a lot of money to do in terms of getting the necessary licenses and equipment, and you obviously need a guide, unless you are one of those guides. And then there's just so many perils on that trail, and like some horrible, horrible stories about bodies that have just been up there for decades because you can't get them. It's harrowing stuff when you read into it. And it's not just like the altitude and everything else. It's things like the Khumbu Icefall, which you should YouTube if you want some nightmare fuel. It's, as someone who doesn't like heights all that much, count me out, brother. But hey, look, good luck to him. I think that this is just such an incredible thing to undertake. And if he's able to summit Mount Everest, That's such an awesome achievement, man. It's befitting the daredevil within. I don't know how tongue-in-cheek he was kind of being with the will stuff, but yeah, removing the kind of chaos of it and how, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, over the top it sounds, how salacious it sounds. It's actually probably pretty sensible. But yeah, good luck to Darby. I love the guy. I love his work. I love his whole aesthetic. Wrestling tomorrow at Double or Nothing, of course. Cool. Anyway, thank you for joining me on this super DIY news video. I'll be back with another one of these tomorrow and on Monday. Good grief, what's going on? You can follow us on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE, and you can follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hey, where'd all my friends go? Maybe they didn't exist in the first place. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.